This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Good afternoon.
Bears fans, this is Take the North with your hosts, David Haugh and Dan Weider.
We're going to take the North and never give it back.
Welcome to the Take the North podcast. I am David Haugh from the Mullion Haugh Show. Adam Studzinski is our producer tonight. Dan Weider usually with us, but he is chasing Roma Dunze and Caleb Williams all over Detroit because he is on deadline, on the clock. But we wanted to get you, our audience, an instant reaction and analysis of what the Bears did tonight. And Adam, I think that when you look under the heading or definition of best case scenario, you'll find what the Bears did with the first and ninth pick. Caleb Williams, everybody saw that one coming. It was foreshadowed back in the fall. But the way the draft fell, for Roma Dunze to fall into the Bears' lap at number nine, they grasped the obvious. They selected the wide receiver from Washington, and everybody in Chicago has reason to celebrate. Savor this one, Bears fans, because this will be a draft night to remember.
Yeah, David, I got to say, I'm ecstatic right now. I don't know if this could have gone much better for the Bears. You know, once Joe Alt went to the Chargers at number six, which I was saying to one of our coworkers at the Score, Ray Diaz, who produces the Bernstein Holmes show with me. We were leaving earlier, and I said, I think Joe Alt to the Chargers is just a lock of the century. Like, that's a Jim Harbaugh pick all over it. But anyway, so once that happened, I think that I was feeling pretty confident that Roma Dunze was going to end up with the on the board at number nine. And wow, like, what a, I haven't felt a rush like that on draft day in a really long time.
Well, I think that it went the way the Bears would have hoped and maybe drew it up, because when Alt went to the Chargers at five, and then you saw the Giants do what they did. And I think when they took Malik Nabers, you knew they were in the market for a wide receiver. And then in the back of my mind, I thought that maybe the Giants were going to maybe take Roma Dunze and be a surprising selection there. Mm-hmm. When they didn't do that, I just felt like this was going to be everything the Bears, those Bears fans and people that wanted them to have a Dunze because it made so much sense, were going to be in business, because you just had the perfect scenario. And you know, the Alt selection by the Chargers wasn't a shocker, because I think you know how much they value offensive linemen. Nabers wasn't a shocker because of some other reasons, but I think the big shocker was Michael Penix Jr. going to the Falcons. And at that point, you could start celebrating in Chicago, because at that point you knew things were falling into your lap if you're Ryan Poles. My guess is they started high-fiving in the draft room at Hallis Hall when Michael Penix Jr. went to the Falcons, because if you can explain that one to me, I'm all ears, because I don't think there's such thing as a Falcons diehard fan, because there aren't any diehard Falcons fans. And this offseason, you understand more of the reasons why, perhaps. Tell me how they passed on Bill Belichick. Tell me why they –
mortgaged the future and paid. I like Kirk Cousins, but a 35-year-old coming off a Achilles injury that he's not yet to play on, they give him all the money. And then they draft his replacement at number 8 for a team that needs a lot of things on defense and a lot of other reasons they could have gone a different direction. That doesn't matter. All that that means is that that was the biggest surprise of the first 10 picks. Roma Dunze on there, on the board. So was Dallas Turner. So was all the other defensive players, Byron Murphy. But Roma Dunze it is, and I think the Bears get, I don't want to overstate it. I'm not going to say he was the second best receiver. Some people might have had him first. Some people might have third. Doesn't matter. They get the perfect complement to Caleb Williams because these guys have already a rapport. And that connection and camaraderie can't be overlooked on a night like this when you're turning over the offense much to their hands over the next 3 to 5 years.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Hey, I'm Brett Podolsky, co-founder of The Farmer's Dog. We make fresh food for dogs. We started the company when we saw what a huge difference it made in my own dog, Jada, when she stopped eating ultra-processed kibble and started eating fresh, whole food. The Farmer's Dog food isn't fancy. It's just real food delivered to your door in pre-portioned packs. It's better for them and easier for you.
Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/podcast. That's thefarmersdog.com/podcast.
Yeah, I agree. And the fact that we had this reporting in the last few days leading up to the draft about how Caleb Williams had thrown in the past couple of weeks, you know, at some point had thrown with not just the Dunze, but Keenan Allen and DJ Moore and all these other Bears players, that's huge. And the fact that these guys are already so close, despite having gone to separate colleges, and you see them on each other's or on Roma Dunze's Zoom call with Bears media after he was picked, and you get Caleb Williams coming in and they're high fiving, and Caleb Williams, the video that the Bears put out on their Twitter of him watching the pick come through and being so excited, like this was I saw that and I said, like, I think that Caleb Williams told them, if he's there, get that guy. You know, not unlike what Joe Burrow said with Ja'Marr Chase when the Bengals were in picking in that draft. So this has the potential to be the beginning of something really, really special for the Bears. And the way that they flipped this offense in the last year is incredible.
Like, I agree.
I was looking at this just the other day because a friend brought up random stat that no Bears receiver, I think after week 3, other than DJ Moore, caught a touchdown this last season, and only 3 Bears receivers total caught touchdowns last season. And now they come into this season with a future Hall of Famer, maybe future Hall of Famer, Keenan Allen, DJ Moore, who's a top 10 wide receiver, and the future of their wide receiving core. Their third best receiver on the team is Rome Odunze. Like, that's an incredible turnaround.
It's odd for Bears fans because everybody is so conditioned in Chicago to see an offense that's broken and a passing game that is behind the times. It's been a while. Even when things were going well for Mitch Trubisky in 2018, you had essentially a one-man receiving core with Allen Robinson. You had their rapport establishing your downfield threat. You know, we mention all the time that there was Alshon Jeffrey and Brandon Marshall. You look at their production, and this is close to having those two veterans the Bears have now. They had Jay Cutler throwing them the football. But in terms of hope for the future and youth being served, now you've got a rookie quarterback and a rookie wide receiver on the same contract clock with two guys with DJ Moore and Keenan Allen, which legitimized your passing game. I think that, you know, this is probably an exercise for the morning on the Mullion Haw show or some maybe on the Bernstein and Holmes show. But if there are five better receiving corps in the National Football League, I want to see what those are, because I think the Bears are definitely in the mix. If you're talking about the top five or eight wide receiving corps, committees, wide receiver rooms, you know, everyone can go 1-2 and maybe Philadelphia and A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith. But you talk about three guys, it's hard to find three guys I think that are going to be any more dangerous than the Bears trio. And that's been a long time, if ever, that anybody in the NFL has been able to look to Chicago and find that.
Yeah, I the only time I think that you mentioned the Brandon Marshall and Alshon Jeffrey is the last time you could even get close. And if you talk about today's receiving corps, I mean, maybe the Bengals with T. Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase, maybe the Dolphins with their great receiving corps. But
yeah,
it's, I mean, you're not, like you said, you're not getting past five. You're absolutely not. And then you put in the other weapons that they have now with Cole Kmet, who's here to stay, Gerald Everett, who they just signed. DeAndre Swift is a three-down running back. And, you know, he's been banged up throughout the years, but he stayed healthy this last year. And I really like him. They're deep at running back, too, because they signed DeAndre Swift. And then you throw in Caleb Williams, who somehow have barely talked about.
Well, let's talk about him for a moment.
Because
you know, this is the reason for all the optimism. This is the reason that the night is as significant as it is. You know, Caleb Williams has done everything right in this pre-draft process. And on draft night, as he strutted onto the red carpet in a suit that was custom made, he looked the part. He is a star. It matched his girlfriend's dress, and he walked on with his mom, and all the family was there. You know, he could not have handled the situation any better with any more polish, even, because this kind of underscored what we've been saying all along. He's entering the NFL a bona fide star. He is the new era of college quarterback, the NIL era, and nothing's going to faze him, and certainly nothing did on draft night in Detroit. I think there are a couple moments that stood out to me, just regardless of what he said at the press conference, when I think he handled himself really well. But the primal yell when he walked onto the stage before he hugged Roger Goodell, kind of just, it to me, it epitomized everything a Bears fan must be feeling tonight, is that, you know, he can't contain himself. He has to let that out before he faces the crowd, because he's so excited about what's ahead of him. And Bears fans have to be so excited about what's ahead for them. This is the real deal. He, you know, he could be a bust. Every draft pick that is taken tonight and over the weekend could be a bust. But that was the realization, how excited he is. Also, you mentioned the Odunze moment when he was backstage. They had him on video reacting to the pick in real time. And then, Adam, when he was walking behind the scenes going to probably another press opportunity, he peeked in on Rome Odunze's Zoom session. I think it was with the Chicago media. And they were two giddy kids who had their own celebration already, had their own way of communicating. And you heard them say, and this will come back, and probably he'll get teased about this in Chicago, but one of them said, I think it was Odunze, says, oh, this is like LeBron and D. Wade. And certainly they'd like to think of him more as a Jordan Pippen. But the bottom line is they have a dynamic duo, and it's going to be so much fun to watch them grow together.
That has a potential to be a 1-2 punch for years to come. I mean, you said earlier, David, they're on the same contract clock. They're going to be able to grow together. And apparently, I don't know if you heard this earlier today on the Bernstein Home Show. We had Kaylin Kaler on from The Athletic.
Yeah.
And she talked about how the Bears have basically, through back channels, been able to get Caleb Williams a jump start on their offense. And so that's going to be huge. So he's not coming in. And I'm sure that that happens all the time. Right.
It's a good point. It's better that than talking about what we, I think the reason that stood out, Adam, and I don't want to put words in your mouth or certainly Kalen's, but I think it stood out because of the pre-draft rhetoric surrounding Caleb Williams. Some people were going so far as to say he didn't want to come to Chicago and he should demand going somewhere else. So that's quite a contrast to having the offensive coordinator supply his personal quarterback's coach with some game with schematic principles to learn, some lingo to identify with, you know, to make it easier for his transition. Whereas he's not protesting anything; they're transitioning very smoothly, and the process has already begun.
Right, and not only has he apparently been extremely okay with Chicago all along, he turned down opportunities to visit other teams.
Right.
So it's not like other teams didn't want him to come visit. He turned them down. So he's been maybe not all in all the time, but what he said tonight in his press conference with Chicago media was after his top 30 visit, he knew that this was going to be the spot. And I'm sure even leading up to then, he was pretty sure. So especially the way that things were looking at his pro day. So this has been building for a long time, and it's a really, really exciting night, I think, to be a Bears fan, for people that cover the Bears. People all over the NFL are praising them for what they did tonight. And even though they only have two picks left in this draft, people are going to walk out of tonight saying the Bears already won the draft.
I think they're going to be one of the teams at the top of many people's list. And you know, it's difficult to say after the first round because there's six rounds left, and you don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves and to get too carried away. But it's hard to restrain that kind of reaction tonight, because you saw the Vikings, they trade up, they get J.J. McCarthy, kid from LaGrange Park, is not going to be tasked to beat his hometown team on a regular basis if he wants to win the division. They also get Dallas Turner. So they replace Kirk Cousins and Danielle Hunter with two rookies that have high ceilings, and I think that's an interesting draft for a team in the division. You know, the Lions aren't going to get any worse. They're fired up. Aiden Hutchinson screaming on stage, and they got everyone. They got all kinds of enthusiasm. The Packers, we'll wait and see what they end up doing. But the bottom line is the division is only going to get tougher. But the Bears did all they could to kind of either keep pace or close the gap by drafting the quarterback that makes all the difference. Ryan Poles knew he had Caleb Williams. He also knew that he could have done a lot of different things at number 9. He didn't move up, didn't trade down. He stood pat and didn't try to prove he was the smartest guy in the room. By doing that, he was the smartest guy in the room. He got the receiver that fits ideally in this locker room, in this organization, and certainly in this offense. The other thing that we have to, you know, it'll become increasingly obvious, but talking to some people around who've been around the Pac-12, Roma Dunze is a quality character guy, and he's a guy that is as good at the podium as Caleb Williams is. So you're getting two very polished, mature young men who are going to be assets to the organization.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
This episode is brought to you by Etsy. Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Now until May 12th, get up to 30% off personalized jewelry, style, decor, and so many other items mom will love. And if you want her to know you put a ton of thought into her present, use Gift Mode. Gift Mode on Etsy takes the stress out of gifting so you can easily find well-crafted, original, and affordable pieces from small shops. Just tap or click Gift Mode on your Etsy app or Etsy.com. Then answer a few short questions about mom, and Gift Mode instantly gives you curated ideas based on hundreds of personas. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
With Kizik hands-free shoes, motion sounds something like this. Kizik helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy-on, easy-off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
And it's come out in the last week. I know in at least a couple interviews that Rome Odunze did, one with the Rich Eisen show, and then on a couple others as well, that apparently Rome Odunze idolized Devin Hester growing up. Mm-hmm. And one of his first like NFL jerseys that he had was Brian Urlacher.
Yeah, that came out tonight. Yeah,
it's so weird for, you know, a guy that didn't grow up in Chicago for him to have idolized two all time Bears growing up. But as soon as I saw that, I think it was yesterday, I saw the interview with Rich Eisen, Wednesday, and the Bears fan of me was like, go get this kid. I don't care what it takes, go get him. And so when he was on the board at number nine, I was pretty excited, and I was pretty anxious that they were going to go get him. And so, and also before we start to wrap things up here, I know the trade, if we're looking back on the Bears Panthers trade from a year ago, if we want to update that tonight,
update
the Bears, for the number one pick last year, which became Bryce Young, have now gotten DJ Moore, Darnell Wright, Tyreek Stevenson, and Caleb Williams with a second round pick next season still to come.
Wow.
What a haul.
it will go down as historically good and one of the best trades in Chicago sports history, not just in Bears history, because it would be hard to find something, and we can, you know, that's a good topic for another day. But, you know, the Jake Arrieta trade that ended up in a World Series, and you look at some other deals the White Sox may have made in 2005. I'd have to go back and look. But usually trades that end up leading to championships are ones you point to. And I think that underscores just how big tonight could be, Adam. It's not an exaggeration to wonder if tonight was the beginning of the Bears opening that championship window and completing that deal, even with a second rounder to pick, but getting the quarterback that will make all the difference and giving him a receiver that will help him reach his potential. Because that's what happened tonight as much as anything. Ryan Poles got it right. The Bears made it official. And this is the beginning of a bold new era at Hallis Hall. And I think what happened tonight was the Bears return to NFL relevance. And some people will wake up tomorrow morning feeling very good about themselves in Chicago because the Bears are back.
I'll be wearing the Club Dub shirt tomorrow. You'll see the station, David. And I think that tonight is definitely a night that it's okay to be excited if you're a Bears fan. You know, we don't know what's going to happen. You just never know with any draft. No one's a surefire anything. But I think that, you know, right now you can sit here and say that most of the people who cover the NFL are saying that the Bears made two really good picks in the top 10. And you were saying just a few minutes ago about how the NFC North is looking really tough. And It's you know, the Lions aren't going to be going anywhere. The Packers are looking to keep their arrow pointing up. The Vikings are kind of maybe taking a small step back this year to be good in the long run. But my point that I'm getting to here is if the Bears got it right with the quarterback and Caleb Williams, it doesn't matter. Because if you got the guy at quarterback, that's all that matters. And so we don't have to be concerned with the rest of the division if they got it right at quarterback.
I think it's a good point. It's also worth remembering that when people are complaining about or wondering about the offensive coordinator, wondering about the head coach, wondering about the passing game coordinator, wondering about a lot of details that we tend to spend a lot of time worrying about and wondering about, you look at other successful franchises, when they get the quarterback right, those other things become minor. And if the Bears got the quarterback right tonight, a lot of those previous discussions that became arguments and debates in Chicago will be muted, because the focus will be on, oh my gosh, did you see what he did now? And that is the beauty of having a franchise quarterback with as much potential as Caleb Williams. Are we laying it on a little thick? Absolutely. It's draft night 2024. We have been waiting for this for a very long time, too long for most Bears fans in town, and we're not going to apologize for that. The first round is still going on. Ryan Poles has yet to speak, but we wanted to get out some reaction to what happened tonight, some analysis quickly, and we'll be back tomorrow with Dan's report from Detroit. He's on deadline tonight, so we wanted to get something out there anyway. Mm-hmm. And anything else, Adam, before we wrap it up?
I don't think so. It's really exciting night. Really exciting night. And the future right now is as bright as it's been for the Bears in a really long time.
Feels good. And be sure to tune in to the Mullen Haw Show 5:30 to 10 on Friday morning for a quick reaction and analysis. We're going to have Brad Biggs at 7 o'clock. It's Biggs time. Olin Krutz, another former Washington guy that did pretty well, is going to join us at 8:25, and certainly the Bernstein and Holmes Show after us. And then the Parkinson Spiegel Show out in Detroit, staying there for another day. So you want to be checked in on the score all day Friday, all weekend. The Mullen Haw Show special edition, 9 to noon on Saturday morning. A lot of draft talk, a lot of enthusiasm. It's not going to stop now. Things are only getting started. So thank you for listening to the Take the North podcast. One more thing, Adam.
I just wanted to do a plug for the Bernstein Holmes Show. 11 o'clock a.m. on Friday, we will have Caleb Williams high school coach Randy Trivers on.
Oh, and he's good. I've heard him before.
Yes,
he was on the podcast. He's a very good guest.
Yeah.
And he can say, I told you so, because he told us so. All right, so get us on the YouTube channel, 670 Scores YouTube page. You can watch us, listen to us on the Odyssey app, and thank you for listening to the Take the North podcast.
Hey, great talk. See you out there.